Now, in Paul's letter to the Philippians, he is often accused of bragging. Some people read this and think he is bragging. It sure sounds like Paul is bragging. He's a good Jew, born of good Jews. He's from a great racial and ancestral background. He kept all the rules and regulations of the Jewish people. He has every right, according to their standards, to claim to be a perfect keeper of the law. As to righteousness under the law, he wrote, blameless. Yuck. People who think that they're perfect or blameless or without error nauseate me. They think that they're all that and a bag of chips too. But by their bragging and self-righteousness, they express their expressed sense of superiority over others. We know that they're not all that in a bag of chips. But we do the same thing, don't we? Yeah, we do. We do the same thing. And when we brag about ourselves, when we think that we're better than we are, and we think that what we do matters, and when we think that we can earn our way into heaven and earn our way into God's good graces and earn our way by the things that we do and the things that we don't do, when we do these things, we too are rubbish. Paul's bragging to make a point. See, Paul was coming under attack from Jewish Christian groups who were saying that no one should follow him because he had turned his back on the true way, the true Jewish Christian way. They said that you had to be a good Jew and obey all the rules and regulations, not just the Ten Commandments, but all the rules and the regulations, especially the dietary regulations and the blood purity laws, in order to be a real Christian. One had to obey the law perfectly. And it really helped if you were a good Jew of Jewish stock, and not some Johnny-come-lately Gentile convert. Paul was saying, okay, by their way of thinking, I've got a better pedigree than they do. If it really takes all that human attainment and an ancestral pedigree to have made it in the church, then Paul says, I've got it all. But then he does something that must have flabbergasted the rule-abiding, background-touting Jewish Christians. He called all of that stuff. Obeying the law, his education, his work within the Jewish community, being a good Pharisee, being a member of the tribe of Benjamin, being a good Jew from good Jewish stock. He called all of that rubbish. I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish. The word that Paul used here, which is translated rubbish in the NRSV into English, is actually the Greek word skubala. Now, you almost have to spray it when you say it, skubala. The good old King Jimmy renders it accurately as dung. Yep. Excrement. Poo-poo. That's what he says here. I have a t-shirt that says, if you don't know Greek, you don't know skubala. Yeah, you got it right. That's exactly what this word means. Yes, trash. Yes, refuse. Yes, the bagged up, nasty, gunky stuff in the trash can that Mom used to have me pull out of the trash can and take outside to put in the dumpster. Yes, that stuff and excrement too. Skubala. In a very idiomatically literal sense, Paul calls all of his cultural, ancestral, and religious attainments crap. Yep, that's exactly what he says. Now, I'm a good Christian. I was baptized when I was a baby at Walnut Hill Methodist Church. A good Anglo-Saxon Protestant, born of Anglo-Saxon Protestants. I have good English and Scottish and German and Dutch ancestors. I attended Sunday school as a child, went to kindergarten at the church, never missed church, grew up in the church, was confirmed when I was 12, went to youth group, went to college groups, went to SMU for my undergraduate degree. That's pretty good for a Methodist around here. Went to Duke, another good Methodist school, for my graduate degrees. Was ordained a deacon, an elder in the North Texas Conference of the United Methodist Church 29 years ago and 27 years ago for the other. I've got some great credentials. I've got a bachelor's degree from SMU. I've got a master's degree from SMU. I've got a doctorate degree from SMU. PhD piled higher and deeper. That's exactly what this is. Yeah, I've got all these degrees. I've got two ordination certificates, deacon's orders right here, and elder's orders right here. Wow! Really impressive stuff. But like Paul, I regard them as rubbish because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. Really? Really. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law or from graduate schools or ordinations, but one that comes through Christ, through faith in Christ. The righteousness from God based on faith. You see, there's righteousness and then there's real righteousness. There's self-righteousness and then there's God's righteousness. Most of us, myself included, whether or not we want to admit it, most of us really want to be noticed for what we've done, what we've attained, how far we've come, the things we've achieved. It's about me. Look at me. Be amazed by my amazingness. Yeah. Right. It's rubbish. It's dung. It's crap compared to knowing Christ. Now, am I proud of my education? You better believe it. These things take a long time and a lot of money to earn and hard work. 10 years to go from the beginning to the end. You know I like them because I put them in these heavy, expensive frames and I hang them on the wall of my office. Yep. Dung. Skubala in Greek. Crap in 21st century Southern American. And yeah. Ordination certificate. Am I proud of this? Uh-huh. I had to go through boards and committees, all sorts of examinations. Yeah. My salvation, if it were based upon this, would be self-righteousness and a load of skubala, a load of crap. You know, I was once asked, when you earned that doctoral degree, you learned a great deal getting there, right? And I said, yeah. I finished that doctoral degree 26 years ago, and I have learned far more in the 26 years of living, work, experience, education since then, than I learned in the years leading up to earning that degree. My life, my ministry, has taught me far more than all the education behind those sheepskins They're important to me personally. But when it comes down to knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, when it comes down to following Him and being a disciple of the Lord, guess what? They are nothing but skubala. They're nothing but rubbish. They're just dung. None of it saves me. My ancestral background, my cultural background, my church background, my educational background, my ordinational background, none of this saves me. And so none of this really, in the final equation, matters much. What matters? For a Christian, for every Christian, Christ and the power of His resurrection, that's what matters. Okay, good. Yeah, I'll take the power of Jesus' resurrection in me. Yeah, that sounds good, right? But what about Christ and the sharing of His sufferings by becoming like Him in His death? Well, okay, I guess. Like Paul, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead, then okay, I'll go with that too, I guess. I want to know Christ, Paul wrote, and the power of His resurrection and the sharing of His sufferings by becoming like Him in His death. If somehow, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. That's a tall order. Do I think I've arrived at that now? After all these years and as a Christian and years in ministry and years of attainment? Nope. And neither have any of us. Be we 8 years old, 18 years old, 28 years old, 68 years old, 88 years old, 108 years old, doesn't matter. None of us have gotten there. Paul hadn't gotten there. Not that I have already obtained this, he wrote, or have already reached the goal. He was still on the journey. The journey towards perfection in God's love. And so are we. But I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me His own. I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, and all that junk lies behind, forgetting what lies behind, and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. That's what we're all called to do. We're called to press on towards Christ. Press on towards love, the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Press on towards loving our neighbors as ourselves. Press on towards serving as Jesus' hands and feet in a broken and hurting world. Press on as disciples of Jesus. Press on in faith, in hope, and in love. Press on in God's grace. We are called to press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Press on. Yes, I want to know Christ. Yes, I want to know His life in me. Yes, I want to know and receive His grace in me anew. Yes, I want to live as Christ has called me to live. Yes, I want to be a child of the King, a child of Christ our Lord, a child of God, and press on towards that goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Press on, my brothers and sisters. Don't rest on your own attainment, your own identity, your own strength, your own abilities. Instead, press on in Christ, setting aside the past and moving on towards Christ. That is our calling today. As we receive the sacrament of Holy Communion, that is our challenge today. To know Christ in the bread and the cup. To know Christ in the prayers. To know the presence of Christ within us, transforming us, making us new creations in His love, and giving us the righteousness of God. Not a righteousness that we create through education or background or works, but a righteousness that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In your